Good times and great music at 2NUR FM 103.7. Well, it can be a bit of a trap, can't it, if we spend more than we have in our wallet, in the bank account, in savings, wherever it is. And the gang from Finder have done a recent survey asking the question, do you spend more than you earn each and every month? And apart from the 43% that said no, the rest of those numbers can be a little bit frightening. We'll tackle that now with the head of consumer research at Finder. And that's Graham Cook. Graham, nice to catch up with you again. It looks like around one in three of us are kind of faking it till we make it, I guess. And more of us seem to be living outside of what we know are our means. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing? Yeah, that is the case indeed. One in three say that they're spending more than they earn. And certainly half of that group, so about half of the overspenders, say they do it on a regular basis. So definitely some sort of evidence of, even though the cost of living is easing a little bit, it's still pretty high for many Aussies out there.
Yeah, I'd probably say it's just not getting essentially any worse as opposed to easing. But anyway, that is what it is as well. Look, around 15% said, yeah, look, a few times a year we go over. 12% said, yes, often. And 6% said, yeah, almost always. So I think it's that those groups of 12 and 6% that always seem to be behind the eight ball a little bit, and you can end up in a whole lot of trouble. Then that's when people start relying on, payday loans and apps and things like that, or the bills just go unpaid, and then it can be really hard to try and play catch up, can't it?
It can, yeah. So it's interesting if you look at the demographics here. So the people who are doing this tend to skew a bit younger. So Gen Z is the most likely, and then it gets less likely as you get older. Unsurprising, perhaps, because obviously the younger generations have the least amount of cash on hand. But as you say, if you let this build up, it can really become a problem, because eventually debt becomes bad debt. And once you start building up bad debt, that can start doing things like affecting your credit score, which means further down the line, you might have difficulty getting a decent value loan, getting a credit card, or even getting a home loan. So your credit score is a very important thing to know and monitor if you're looking to kind of financially develop later in life.
There is something that you've noted here that has a really cool name, but it is not a cool concept, that it seems to be lurking in the background. That's a thing called lifestyle creep. What is it and how bad is it?
Yeah, that's interesting. Lifestyle creep basically is
it's not the person that's lurking down the end of the street that we should be reporting the police, is it? It's
maybe not that. It's definitely the kind of idea that comfort becomes very comfortable and then you want more of it. Like, for example, one example of this is we saw a big increase in people starting to shop online through COVID because people were stuck at home. So people went for the online shop and the more expensive but more convenient option. Even though we've seen the cost of living go up dramatically in recent years because driven by inflation, we haven't really seen a drop in the number of people shopping online. So people, because they got a taste of that comfort, are kind of happy to pay a premium to continue getting that comfort. And that's the kind of lifestyle creep. Once you start doing that online, then you start doing maybe more things online. And the more comfortable you get, the more comfortable you expect to be. Sometimes you got to put a few corners to save some money.
Sidebar on this one, do you think that a lot of this stuff has become more prevalent as we have moved further away from the bulk of our purchases being in cash? Because, I mean, if you have to open up your wallet and take out those yellow notes and apparently, we used to have some green ones as well. But as more of those physically go out, you can have that reaction, whereas the rest of it's numbers on a page. I mean, if you're shopping on your phone, you just double-click on the side and away it goes. So, I mean, there's not that attachment or emotional attachment to something that's tangible?
That's actually a really good question. That's the first time I've been asked that question talking about this topic. It's very potentially a good point there. When you look at the data for cash use in Australia, there's a few cash advocacy groups you'll hear talking in the media, kind of bigging up the ATM withdrawal numbers. They tend to be funded by the ATM industry. But if you actually look at the ATM withdrawal numbers over time, there's a very, very significant decline from about 2007 up until the beginning of COVID. Numbers dropped dramatically and recovered a little bit. But if you look at the overall trend from 2007 to now, it's still continuing to decline. So potentially it means people are likely to spend more, but it definitely doesn't look like there's going to be any turnaround in the decline of ATM use. At the moment, about 9 in 10 transactions happen without cash. That's as close to a cashless society as you're ever going to get.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, and depending on the numbers you hear, it's always around that 10 or 9%, which it has been in the last few years, certainly in the last 4 or 5.
That's by number of transactions. If you look by value, it's like 95% of dollars are transacted digitally rather than cash, so even bigger there.
Yeah, fair enough. there are ways we can sort of try and mitigate this and sort of try and stop the bleeding a little bit, and it's being a little bit smarter with our money, Graham.
Yeah, this is the obvious stuff, really, with set a budget. What I like to do is when I do a large expense, note that down in a little spreadsheet on your phone. Keep a note of that. Just give you an idea of how much is outgoing. Keep an eye on your credit score so you can check that for free on Finder. Know where you stand and know, you know, which way it might be potentially moving so you can head off any potential issues before they happen. And maybe, just maybe, leave the credit card at home, delete the credit card from your wallet on your phone, just remove that potential impulse temptation when you go shopping.
Yeah, and even if you've got your savings accounts where you've got some money saved on the apps on your phone, maybe not have that show up so that if you head money to the savings account, in a sense, you can almost forget it's there. So it's got to go through that extra step to bring it back. Many things we can all be doing, but again, that lifestyle creep is maybe one of the things that may be getting us, as well as all the other obvious stuff that's around. Graham Cook from Finder, as always, a pleasure, mate. We'll talk
pleasure,
to you next
Mark.
Time.
Thank you very much. Talk to you again.
There he is, Graham Cook. He is the head of consumer research, and there is plenty of it going around at the moment at Finder at 2NURFM 103.7.